This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers too, for their service to America. And to all those people who are working the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, all of the people, the maintenance, the janitor workers, and also the mechanics and the construction workers, thanks for all you do keeping America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch. Also, the website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle. All righty. Let's see here. Where did he go? All right. Hang on a minute there, Kyle. All right. I got to go flip a switch. I'll be right back. Let's get something going here right here.
Tomorrow all the things were gone. I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
All right, that's Lee Greenwood, and here is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Works better when you have the right switch flipped. Instead of a four, I had a three.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, that's a bad number, because you don't put line three and four in front of three. It's then three, then four. All right, well, we won't say the pledge, because we just played that. And actually, that can be a tribute for what we were going to talk about to begin with. We lost three U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan and one American contractor yesterday to a roadside IED, apparently. And it's always tragic when you hear about those things. We're not hearing about them as much as we used to, but still, it comes with a heavy heart with everybody.
It certainly does, Captain. The names of the soldiers, the contractor, of course, have not been released yet, as of yet, pending the notification of next of kin.
Right.
But you're absolutely right, Captain. It just it's something that still, you know, gets to our hearts when we hear something like this, a tragedy like this.
Right. And the other thing that's going on is the senior advisor, Stephen Miller, who we've seen on television a lot, over the past couple of years, following the ouster of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen, White House senior advisor Stephen Miller is now pressing President Donald Trump to also dismiss other senior officials there. And this has to do with the deep state, I think.
Well, right. He's specifically, I think, talking about Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Lee Sisna and also the General Counsel of the DHS, John Mitnick. And I think, I don't know, they may have some ties to the Obama appointees.
They were appointed by him.
Yes, exactly. And so, again, this is all sort of swirling around with the issues that President Trump has had with DHS and, of course, immigration, the immigration situation, immigration policy. The president, of course, now with the ouster of Kirstjen Nielsen, he's wanting to go back to a little bit more aggressive approach, shall we say. And, of course, because, as we know, I think in the month of March alone, there were some 100,000, I believe, border agents, or rather apprehensions, I should say.
125,000 are on schedule for this month.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so this is a major, major issue, and perhaps with some of these changes and some of the changes that Miller is urging, the president may be able to, at the very least, get his policy back on track,
well,
at least get the leadership back.
I'll just say what Jay Johnson said, which made perfect sense to me. He said the number that they didn't want to reach was 1,000 a day when he was the DHS secretary, because that meant that all hands were on deck doing what they needed to do to get those people processed and pushed through the system and whatnot. But now we've got days where it's up to 4,000 a day, and he said that all by itself creates the crisis on the border that they cannot handle. They don't have enough people.
Well, exactly. And, you know, this whole situation, Captain, could be taken care of if the Democrats would ever want to work with this president.
Pass a new immigration law and get rid of the damn asylum provision.
Well, exactly. In other words, do something. I think the Democrats think that they're sitting back, biding their time, waiting to waltz into 2020. But obviously, if, you know, the president's going to be able to make a great argument to the nation that the Democrats are holding everything back. They're causing this problem to get worse and worse and worse. It is a humanitarian problem. It is an economic problem. It is a problem to having to do with national security. And the Democrats are so bent to resist Trump that they're actually causing more issues. And I think you'll be able to make that case.
Well, we're going to get into more of that here in the next segment. But the fact of the matter is that you are right. There is a lot of politics going on. They don't want to give any credence at all to Donald Trump. Now, yesterday, the big shocker, and I've got the audio for this coming up after this break. Bernie Sanders said there is a crisis. We do have problems. We do need to change the immigration laws. Bernie Sanders got into it. All right. Way to go, Bernie. But then again, I guess with $18 million, you can afford to suddenly make sense. All righty. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kathy's going to give me the phone number, and I'll be back right after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back. And by the way, today, lunchtime, come have lunch with the captain at Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue, just at the north end of the airport off the Veterans Expressway, Waters Avenue. Go through the first light. We're in between the first and second light. On the right, look for the great big old flagpole up in the air and a military truck out front that says Mission Barbecue. That's us, and we'll be there from 12 noon to 1:30. And then tonight, the 10th birthday party celebration down in Bradenton at Mixon Fruit Farms. So the Mixon Tea Party Manatee event down there. And it's going to be a great event. There'll be free food there, potluck dinner. Always have a lot of fun with that. And a lot of political speakers and a lot of things going on. There'll be some exhibits there. I'll be there. I'll be giving away a bunch of free stuff from the radio station. So that's tonight, Mixon Fruit Farms in Bradenton, and that's from 6 to about 8:30. They won't take it much past 8:30. And there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, we had a little conversation yesterday, and Mike Pompeo stepped up to the microphone at the secretary at the State Department, and here is what he had to say.
Today, the United States is continuing to build its maximum pressure campaign against the Iranian regime. I am announcing our intent to designate the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, including its Quds Force, as a foreign terrorist organization, in accordance with Section 219 of the Immigration and Nationality Act. This designation will take effect 1 week from today. This is the first time that the United States has designated a part of another government as an FTO. We're doing it because the Iranian regime's use of terrorism as a tool of statecraft makes it fundamentally different from any other government.
Now, that is a dynamic statement by the Secretary of State. And there are some saying that it's inviting Iran into the mix to mix it up with us, but they have already been in the mix, and they've already been given credit for killing 603 of our soldiers, confirmed by the Iranian Quds forces and the IRGC in Iraq and in other regions of the Middle East.
Well, that's right. You know, the state of Iran has been listed as a state sponsor of terrorism. Everybody understands that. Everybody knows it. There are about 60 different groups that the State Department currently designates as a foreign terrorist organization. And, yes, this move has already enraged the Iranian government. But here's the thing. The Iranian government has, you know, not displayed anything at all that would make us believe for one minute that they really want to be part of the community of nations. Yeah, they got through with the ridiculous nuclear deal under the Obama administration, which of course now is not there anymore. But here's the thing. You know, they also got $150 billion
yeah.
in cash and big pallets of cash.
Yep.
Pallets of cash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this kind of thing is just unprecedented, and we know where that money is going, generally speaking, and it's going to these different organizations that the state of Iran supports. And so this, yes, it ups the ante, but sometimes you got to up the ante because it's time to call out these kinds of things.
Yeah, and some of it now may actually be going to Iran just to back up and support Hezbollah, who's got a very large presence down there in Venezuela.
Well, right, exactly. So, I mean, the very fact that they got that much cash, and we're not talking about bank transfers or stuff like that. This is just money that, you know, comes, you know, in an airplane. It's like something you see in a movie and you think that's so silly and stupid. How could they ever do something like that? Well, that got done. But the overall serious overriding factor of this, of course, is that Iran still looking in this area of the world, Captain, to establish their hegemony, whether it be by acquiring nuclear weapons and, of course, threatening Israel, but they also have a large conventional sort of a destiny that they want to fulfill and spread their influence across the Middle East through Saudi Arabia and certainly through the Holy Land as well.
And I just got a little text message here from Liberal Lenny. That's a new one for us. Liberal Lenny is in Dallas, Texas, and he said, Bernie Sanders did what? There's no way that he would agree that we need to have, that he would agree with the Republicans on immigration. Well, Liberal Lenny, here we go. Here's Bernie in his own words.
If you were to have open borders in our society today, how would you deal with the social services connected with opening the borders, such as health care, medical care, and...
Who do you think is suggesting opening the borders?
Well, that you're an activist for opening for...
No, I'm not. I'm afraid you may be getting your information wrong. That is not my view.
Okay, I apologize. Thank you.
I think what we need is comprehensive immigration reform. That is not simply... You're quite right. If your point is you open the borders, my God, you know, there's a lot of poverty in this world. And you're going to have people from all over the world. And I don't think that's something that we can do at this point. Can't do it. So that is not my position.
Okay. You heard him first.
That's right. Well, you know, it could be that also, in some ways now, he has, he's been on record in the past as criticizing open borders. But generally speaking, of course, the Democrat position, and of course you have to remember, he's not a Democrat. He's essentially a socialist who is listed as an independent. He will have to run as a Democrat if he gets the nomination. But generally speaking, the left liberal view on things is to not have the kinds of restrictions on the border that we typically have had for most of the time that our country has been in existence, at least in the modern era, basically. So it is very interesting that he would say such a thing, but I would be very cautious to wonder about whether or not he would be in favor of doing things that would make sure that our borders are secure in the way that President Trump, for example, has been vying for.
Well, I don't know, but not to be outdone, you've got Beto, otherwise known as Francis, right? That's his real name, Francis?
Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Yeah, Robert Francis O'Rourke. Okay, that's about as Irish as they come. All he needs is a little corned beef and cabbage, and he's right there. But listen to what he had to say yesterday, which is an outright exaggeration and lie as to what the president actually said, because I'm going to play what Beto had to say first, and then I'm going to play what the president said. Listen to this.
I compared the rhetoric that the president has employed to rhetoric that you might have heard during the Third Reich. Calling human beings an infestation is something that we might have expected to hear in Nazi Germany. Describing immigrants who have a track record of committing violent crimes at a lower rate than native-born Americans as rapists and criminals. Seeking to ban all Muslims, all people of one religion. What other country on the face of the planet does that kind of thing? Or in our human history, or in the history of the Western world, because they are somehow deficient or violent or a threat to us, putting kids in cages, saying that neo-Nazis and Klansmen and white supremacists are very fine people. You draw your own conclusions, but this is not something that I expected to hear a president of the United States of America ever say.
Well, I'm getting sick of the kids in cages stuff because that's just not true. But let's see if I can get this in here, because here is exactly what President Bush said. President Trump said. Listen to this.
We have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals. And we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before. And because of the weak laws, they come in fast. We get them. We release them. We get them again. We bring them out. It's crazy. The dumbest laws, as I said before, the dumbest laws on immigration in the world. So we're going to take care of it, Mark. We'll get it done. We're going to ask that man right there because that man can do it. Right now he's the most important man in the room. Kevin can do it. Is Kevin?
Now, did he say anything about Nazis?
No.
Did he say anything about anything pertaining to what we just heard Beto say?
No. Not,
so then
not
what the hell? What the hell is Beto talking about? Francis, Robert Francis Beto.
Well, these are, you know, these are the catchphrases that some of these different...
But it's not true.
Well, of course it's not true. But if you keep saying it over and over again, it's...
I know. Say a lie over and over again, it becomes the truth. Yeah.
Well, exactly. And, of course, you know, President Trump hasn't done anything like the Nazis have done. I seem to recall that the Nazis, number one, told them that the state would have all the answers. Number two, we're going to take away all your guns.
Mm-hmm.
All these kinds of things. So those are the kinds of things that Nazis do. Of course, it sounds good for sound bites and so forth. And it, I think people are really hard pressed to come up to how is President Trump a Nazi? In fact, to say these kinds of things, actually does a disservice because of what happened under the Nazis and what we should never forget.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country tonight. And we are on the air until 6 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I had a chance to speak with Secretary Nielsen today. I wish her well.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacting to the departure of the head of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as President Trump makes changes at the top. Nielsen's last day will be Wednesday. Pompeo speaking with Brett Baer on Special Report on Fox News.
This mission down at the border is incredibly important. Got to make sure we have the laws right. I'd urge every member of Congress to help us fix it so that we can do what the American people are demanding, regain American sovereignty along our southern border and solve both the security and humanitarian crisis that exists along our southern border.
Also out, the head of the Secret Service will also be stepping down, Randolph Allis, after a woman gets into Mar-a-Lago lying to gain access to President Trump's Florida property. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. Your local GEICO insurance agent can do a lot more than just insure your car or your truck that you're driving, because they can offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, and they'll even help with your homeowners or renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. So look them up in the phone book, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, or go to their website, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And remember, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Moving along now, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is no surprise, blocked the policy of the asylum seekers that President Trump was not going to let them into the country, was having them sit over there in Mexico and wait their turn, giving them numbers. And the Ninth Circuit Court said, oh, no, you have to let them come in and take due process by coming in. Well, that's part of the problem.
Well, right, because generally speaking, when you have some of these people who want to come in under asylum, they're given typically given a date as they're processed, as all part of that whole process. But then they're released into the United States, and either they never show up again for their court hearing, Then typically it could be denied for whatever reason, but then they're living in the United States. And so it sort of negates the whole purpose, it would seem, of having interviews or having some kind of court decision to be made. So you're right. This particular judge said, I think, that some 11 plaintiffs in this case are able to enter the United States beginning on Sunday. And so, yeah, it essentially is going against the president's policy of sending them back over the border, but at the same time, again, opens up to the same problem happening all over again.
And a very large part of these people that come into the country that ask for asylum, they do not go to work and get a job because they're not here with green cards to do that and this, that, and the other. There's certain rules and regulations that they have to abide by, and they wind up going on the government dole.
Well, right. And in many cases, the reason why you have an asylum hearing, and again, American people want people who are truly being oppressed and, politically persecuted and these kinds of things to have somewhere to go. We all understand what the motivations are. But at the same time, that's why you have a process. You have to have a process to determine whether or not the asylum claim is legitimate and whether or not it falls, under the rubric of the kinds of things that we would let people in this country for asylum purposes. But even that in and of itself is now being challenged and, held up as being some kind of horrific, monstrous policy.
Now, the Attorney General is headed to Congress today to testify in front of a congressional committee, and it's widely believed that they are going to drill him about Robert Mueller and about releasing more information so they can decide. They want to see all the information in the Mueller report, but they want to be the ones to decide what the American public should see.
Well, exactly. At some point, their dream thing, I think, Captain, is to get the report and just put it out there on the internet, and they want it all out there to a great degree. But certainly, we know some of the things that are in the report. We know that there's grand jury testimony. We know that there are going to be different things that people have said that have no basis. That simply are part of the interviews and all these kinds of things. And the reason I say this, Captain, is because not all that many years ago, when Kenneth Starr, special counsel on the Clinton affair, gave his report to Congress, it was none other than Jerry Nadler, who was then on the House Judiciary, now he's the House Judiciary Chairman. He said that, look, we have to go through this and can't release everything because of the information about third parties that are innocent, have nothing to do. We can't just throw it out there. Well, how times have changed, haven't they? That's exactly what he wants to do.
Now, yesterday, Senator Chris Coons from Delaware was on CNN with John Berman, and Berman asked him pointedly, point blank, about the Attorney General coming to the Congress to testify. And just listen to this, this statement by Berman with the question and then the answer by Kuhn.
The redacted Mueller report could be made public any day now. The Attorney General, William Barr, who will be the one to release it, will also be on Capitol Hill tomorrow and Wednesday. Interesting timing to testify. And, of course, he will face tough questions about all of that. Joining us now is Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware. He is a member of the Judiciary and Appropriations Committee. Normally, we talk to you about matters before the Judiciary, but now is the Appropriations Committee. You sit on that. William Barr will be up on Capitol Hill talking about justice appropriations, but I have to believe you might have some questions for him about the report.
Yeah, I think it's important that we question Attorney General Barr about the report, about his timing, about the thoroughness of his redaction, and about how soon he's going to release it to Congress. Look, the reality is, if this is a 400-page report, including lots of tables and charts and additional classified annexes, to send us a 4-page summary that just talks about the high-level conclusions is potentially misleading. So I think it's important in our oversight role that we press Attorney General Barr to release the full report to Congress.
Again, there are laws on the books, and anything that's in there that pertains to a grand jury, which, by the way, was investigating this at the same time, is that not correct?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
None of that by law can be released. None of that. And nobody can see that by law except for the grand jury and the attorneys involved directly in the mix along with the prosecuting DA.
Well, right, right. But I have a fear, Captain, that the Democrats on the committee and most of the Democrat Party elite, they want to be able to...
They're going to leak this. They're going to leak it.
Of course they'll leak it, and then they'll want to pick it apart and spin it the way they want to. But guess what's going to happen in the process? A lot of people are going to be hurt as a result of this, and it's so horrible to see what's happening, because they just don't care, because it's about getting Trump. And as long as it's about getting Trump, we can throw out anything that is the underpinning of our society. It just doesn't matter, evidently, because they're really, really, really mad about the 2016 election. And so, unfortunately, I think we're going to see more of this kind of thing. And you know, we talk about it, we laugh a little bit, but this is a very serious problem. You know, if you know, what happens in the next time that there's these kinds of reports or these kinds of things? They literally are undermining the very basis of our judicial system, because look, they need to move on. They really, really do. Otherwise, you know, there's this conspiracy somehow that the real information is in the Mueller report, and we can just pick it apart. We can finally put it all together,
well,
you know, and get our way.
Guess who wound up on television yesterday making a rare appearance? Listen to this.
Charge of our homeland security, who can protect us. And so with her departure, there's an opportunity for the president to select somebody else. And I hope he selects somebody who's reasonable and puts America first, but is also consistent with our values. We've always been a nation of immigrants. We're also a nation of laws. And so that's what I would hope to see.
Do you know McLennan, who he's considering?
I do not.
Because I think that he was there during the Obama administration.
I don't know him.
You don't know him personally. Do you have a sense of what President Trump is looking for from a DHS secretary?
Goodness. My goodness, no. I have absolutely no insight whatsoever.
Now, if you don't recognize the voice, that was Valerie Jarrett.
Very interesting. Yes, well, exactly. Well, you know, and of course she comes from the Obama administration, which, you know, also helped to, you know, create a lot of this problem overall because of the kinds of policies that they had. It's going to be very interesting to see if the president's going to be able to reboot, as it were, those who carry out the immigration policy for the United States.
Well, Stephen Miller is right in doing what he's talking about getting rid of some of the dead wood from the previous administration that's scattered throughout the Department of Homeland Security, and removing some of these middle management people, if you will, and replacing them with Trump's people, because this is all part of the problem he's been dealing with.
Well, right, exactly. And so it's not about having these, you know, monstrous policies or these kinds of things. It's about enforcing the laws that we have and making sure that obviously things are done in a compassionate fashion, all these kinds of things, which I think is an overriding concern. And the American people want that kind of thing, but they also want the law to be upheld. And the Democrats and the far left in this country, Captain, they know that if the president upholds the law, if he does these things that he said he was going to do, that they're going to respond to him at the ballot box. And they are trying to stop that at all costs.
Tell us how to hear your show, please.
Yes, you can go to Kyle Warren Show.
All right, and we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate having him on the program. He's always a wealth of information. All right, we're coming right back with more on our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. And we got a big old storm that found its way back out into the northern plains coming across to the eastern side of the country. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Yeah.
Friday, that's Creedence Clearwater Revival, Born on a Bayou. And I'll tell you what, that brings back some memories right there. All right, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive. Look them up for dealerships. And by the way, they are the home of You Serve, You Save, all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all 911 dispatchers too. Get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on your brand new vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. And don't forget, you get wholesale pricing on your certified pre-owned vehicles too. Well, severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes will be possible Tuesday into portions of Georgia and North Carolina ahead of the low pressure that's crossing the southeast right now. Now, by midweek, a rapidly intensifying late-season winter storm is expected to develop across the central U.S., featuring heavy snows, icing, strong winds, locally heavy rainfall, and severe thunderstorms. Right now, you're in a winter storm advisory. If you are in the western part of Wisconsin, the central part of Minnesota, the southern part, all of South Dakota, and most of Nebraska. If you are in Wyoming, you're pretty much the whole state is covered. If you're up in Montana, you've got a winter storm warning for most of the higher elevations up there, plus rain in the lower elevations. If you are in Idaho, you've got a winter weather advisory around Boise in the higher elevations and rain in other parts of the state. If you are in Utah tonight, you've got a winter storm warning for the central part of the state, right up around and through Salt Lake City. If you're in Colorado, you've got a winter weather advisory around Denver and higher elevations around the Mile High, all the way up to Wyoming. And if you are over to the east in western Kansas, there is a fire, a watch warning advisory, as well as most of New Mexico right now. High winds down there, too. Warmer temperatures, rain out in Oregon, and some winds in most of Nevada tonight. And also, when you take a look at the Gulf States, you've got fog in Texas tonight around the Metroplex and in the central part, San Antonio. You've got some patchy fogs there around you guys in San Antonio and down from about Houston down to the Mexican border again. And that snow, that winter snowstorm that was up in Maine, is still hanging on, and it's moving off into Nova Scotia. That's what you got tonight for your highways and byways. So be careful. I-80, I-90, I-70, you're going to have some weather to contend with the next couple of days, especially if you're headed out west. All right. Joining us right now, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, sir.
Hey, sir. Hey, all right. Beto O'Rourke is from Texas, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and his real name is Robert Francis. Is that correct?
Robert Francis O'Rourke, yep, and it's very Irish, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very Irish, okay, but the correct pronunciation of Robert Francis in Texas is Bobby Frank. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we should just call him what his name is, Bobby Frank O'Rourke.
Yeah, they're all Bobby something. Bobby Joe, Bobby Billy. Billy Bob, yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, anyway.
I love the people in Texas, so don't think we're picking on you.
Oh, no, not at all. I've got plenty of relatives in Texas.
Yep.
But you were talking about the Department of Homeland Security earlier in your program with Kyle Warren.
Correct.
That was the biggest joke that they ever created in the government. That came after September 11th.
Yes,
2001.
It did.
Bush didn't want to do it. It was the Senate Democrats at the time. If you remember how the makeup of Congress was, they had a majority from September until that January. And that was Tom Daschle and John Breaux's idea, and that was just to get money to their state. You know, those. If it was up to me, if I was advising a president, I would send those agencies back to their original departments,
mm-hmm.
Except the Coast Guard. I think the Coast Guard ought to finally go where it needs to go, and that's the Department of Defense.
That's where it should have been all the time.
Yeah, it used to be part of the Department of Commerce back when it was a revenue.
It was part of the Treasury.
Yep, part of the Treasury,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't know what to do with it for long. But this isn't working out. You cannot bureaucratize yourself to secure.
Well, the comment yesterday by somebody somewhere along the line was the Department of Homeland Security got themselves a Navy.
Yeah, that's pretty much the truth. But, you know, it's hard to believe this Coast Guard, United States Coast Guard, even if we got rid of the United States Navy, the U.S. Coast Guard would still be the seventh biggest Navy in the world.
Well, they should be. They should be part of the DOD. They are a wartime entity as well as peacetime, and they go overseas just like everybody else.
Yeah, they had Karg Island over in the Persian Gulf. They did a lot of patrolling.
They're still over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's where they should be. Their days of, you know, they still have their law enforcement
yep.
aspect, but you can still do that through the Department of Defense with the right legislation, and that's where they ought to be. And the Border Patrol and ICE, that ought to be with justice.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it just to be crazy that they ever created that. And I never even liked, you know, and another thing, he's talking, President Trump's talking about a czar for
immigration. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that'll go the way of the czar, the drug czar, the education czar, whatever else czars there were. At one time, we had 27 czars under Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And all they do is collect a paycheck. They don't do anything. They write some frivolous reports nobody ever reads. And
one guy did a lot of stuff, and that was Bill Bennett. Remember him?
Yeah, he did that, but he was Secretary of the Education, too.
Yeah, but he was also became the drug czar.
And, you know, really, that was one of the things Tom Ridge complained about before you had a Department of Homeland Security when he was the anti-terrorism czar.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorism czar. You know, I'm powerless. You know, you might have a little influence, but you have no power to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just
you're an advisor.
An intern advisor, basically,
yep.
is all you are.
That's it.
But, you know, I think the Democrats are going to go the way of the Republicans did in 2015, 2016. You're going to have your savior, Messiah of the week. You know, it was Linda Fiorina for a while, and it was Chris Christie for a while,
mm-hmm.
and it was Marco Rubio for a while, and they're all going to get their turn. I don't see O'Rourke going anywhere,
mm-hmm.
really. He's never done anything, but then again, Obama didn't do anything either, but he has even less of a record than a guy that really didn't have a record in Barack Obama. I don't see that.
Well, Eric Swalwell yesterday, the congressman from California who is boring as hell, decided to enter into the race. I don't know what the purpose of that is, just to get his name out in lights.
Well, you know what? He won't be running for Congress then in 2020. So that seat's going to be open.
Well, he'll be running for Congress. He'll be running for Congress if he gets knocked out of the mill early, which I think he will.
Well, unless he's having trouble out there and he wants a little free media, but
got to run.
Sanders is the one that's going to get. Sanders is the one.
Okay, got to run.
Okay, talk to you later on in the week.
All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate that, and Catwoman and Road Dog. We appreciate hearing from you guys. And Trucker Mark, too, and Allen, Nebraska, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.